We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny slick say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey
of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yeah, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, December 5th goes to a 42-year-old Akron, Ohio man named Melvin Wright. Akron, Ohio, the home of LeBron James, birthplace of Steph Curry. LeBron James, who was the all-time leader in points scored in the NBA, and Steph Curry, who is absolutely the greatest shooter of all time. No debate if you say otherwise. We can't trust your opinion on anything ever. Dropping clues bombs for LeBron James and Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Akron, Ohio. Well, Melvin Wright clearly believes he is carrying on tradition because he wants to be a shooter, too. But he's the kind of shooter we don't need and the kind of shooter nobody asked for. See, Melvin Wright is currently in police custody because he shot somebody. Now, there are plenty of valid reasons to shoot someone, and damn near all of them have to do with self-defense. But don't think I'm about to tell you a story of self-defense, because I'm not. I'm about to tell you yet another story of a human not respecting another human's no. No is a complete sentence. And Melvin Wright does not respect people's no's. And when you don't respect people's no's, you end up in the situation that Melvin Wright is currently in. And that's charged with felonious assault and weapons under disability. That doesn't mean he had a weapon and a wheelchair. That means he possessed a pistol and he was prohibited from doing so. Now, back to respecting someone's no. Melvin Wright asked someone for something and the person told them no. Since Melvin didn't get his way or get what he wanted, he shot the man in the face. What could Melvin have asked for? What could he have wanted so bad that would lead him to shooting a man in the face because he didn't get it? Was it money? Jewelry, his car, his anus. Let's go to Cleveland 19 News for the report, please.
a bizarre shooting in Akron this week on Stanton Street when the victim, who was shot in the face, drove himself to the hospital and told police this all happened because he would not share his potato chips with the suspected gunman. Wow. Caught on camera, the arrest of the suspect, who jumped on a city bus, allegedly trying to make his escape.
Did we get him? You got a weapon on you, bro? Where's it at? In your backpack?
Officers who handcuffed the suspect cut off his backpack to search it for what turned out to be a fully loaded revolver and even more bullets. As the suspect is placed in the cruiser and taken downtown, he appears to deny even having knowledge of what police want to talk to him about.
That's all I've been doing is just trying to get my life together with God. Definitely wasn't me.
As the shooting suspect is transported to the police department for questioning by detectives, he appears cooperative.
Appreciate y'all for not giving me such a hard time.
Oh, anytime, man. No big deal.
Melvin Wright shot someone in the face because that someone didn't give him their potato chips. We do know this man has some deep-rooted trauma that he never dealt with, that he projected on the other humans, right? Clear mental health issues, right? Either that or he's on drugs, or maybe he just makes piss-poor decisions. You're not going to make me believe that not receiving some potato chips, okay, that not receiving a potato chip, you know, ruffles your feathers so much that you decided to lays a man down because of it, all right? Speaking of lays, you know what they say about murder, right? Murder is like potato chips. You can't stop with just one. Stephen King said that. And I understand what he's trying to, you know, do with that quote, but no, murder is nothing like potato chips, all right? Potatoes are not murdered in the making of potato chips, all right? Potatoes come into this world knowing what their purpose is, and their purpose is to serve us, to get in our bellies in some way, shape, or form. Might be mashed, might be baked, might be fried French, might be sauteed, or they may transition into a thin slice of potato that has been deep fried, baked, or air fried until crunchy, and that is why we are here today. Melvin, you can't be upset because someone doesn't want to share something with you. Some people in this world have the strangest sense of entitlement I have ever encountered. No means no, and if I tell you no, respect that. This is triggering to me, man. When I was a little boy growing up in Moss Corner, South Carolina, okay, elementary school age, might have been like fourth grade, 1980 something, there used to be these little figures, okay, these little pink figures called muscles. Do y'all remember muscles? Y'all don't remember muscles? They was the hot toy at the time, okay, and I had several, and one of my cousins had none, and he was older than me, and he cried and cried and cried for my muscles, and I don't know if it was my grandma or my mama, one of them made me give him some of my muscles. They were mine. He asked me for them. I said, no. Why would I give you what's mine? They're mine. I want them. I'm collecting them. But I had to give them up because you cried for them. I was so hot. I was so hot that I wanted to shoot him in the face. But I was 8. Okay, I didn't know any better. Melvin, what's your excuse? You're 42. And in this situation, you was my cousin. You was the entitled one. Those chips were not yours. Maybe dude wanted to give you a potato chip, but he couldn't understand you because he was too busy chomping on some crunchy chips. Don't you hate when you're eating something crunchy like Sun Chips and you can't hear the TV? That's also what we need to know. What kind of chips was it? Okay, ruffled cheddar and sour cream with LeBron on the bag? Flaming hot barbecue with Jason Tatum on the bag? Was it the Ruffles Rich Twist Smoky Barbecue with Asia Wilson on the bag? Was it Cool Ranch Doritos? Was it sea salt and vinegar kettle chips? Okay, not saying there is a chip that is worth you shooting somebody in the face over. I just want to know what brand of chip it was so I can judge you some more for making the piss poor decision that you did. Now, there is nothing left to do here except play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Melvin Wright of Akron, Ohio, shot a man in the face because the man wouldn't share his potato chips, tried to escape on a city bus. DJ Envy, guess what race it is?
I don't want it to be.
That was a nigga.
Wait your turn, Jason. No, that's the wrong one. Nope, don't wait. What is it, Envy?
I'm going to go white.
Okay, Jason Lee. Melvin Wright, Akron, Ohio, shot a man in the face because the man wouldn't share his potato chips, tried to escape on a city bus. Guess what race it is?
His mama named him Melvin. He's a nigga.
That is powerful niggardry at work here.
Jason Lee, you are absolutely correct. Melvin Wright is a nigga! Please give Melvin Wright the biggest hee-haw.
By the way, I didn't hear anything after you said Jason Tatum, because that's my new celebrity crush.
Jason Tatum?
I'm going to be courtside in Boston. Watch.
Y'all look like y'all popped off the same gremlin now that I think about it.
The same gremlin?
Yeah.
Nothing popped off. Nothing popped off a gremlin and looked like Gizmo. We know that.
I mean, it depends. That's some attractive gremlin. You remember Gremlins 2 when they dressed the gremlin up and she had the lipstick on and the dress and all that? And then the dude hit at the end? You remember that?
Well, there is Azalea Banks.
All right, and that is your donkey of the day. BET, we'll see you tomorrow. All right, Jason.
Salute to Azalea Banks.
Jason Lee is here.
What was that for? Why?
He's been throwing shots all day. He got the chop out.
I love Azalea. I know it's funny.
No, you don't, clearly.
Did you pat him down before he came in here?
Jesus Christ.
Azalea got my phone number, sent me an 18-minute voicemail. Who listens to an 18-minute voice message?
How long do you listen?
18 minutes.
You do. That's who listens. All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We were talking Natalie Nunn in the last rumor report. She went into the restaurant, the establishment, The Park. If you haven't been in D.C., it's a great restaurant. Also turns into a club at night. Been there a couple of times. Jason Lee has been there. And we're asking. They refused to serve her. They gave her, I guess, her money back. She put down her American Express card. She wanted a table. And they said, we ain't having you in here. So that's the question. 800-585-1051. Were they fouled for that? Natalie Nunn so upset, she says she's going to sue. We'll discuss more in detail when we come back as The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.